Hello, my beautiful friends. We are going for a ride, so buckle up. What is up, my beautiful friends? Today is a bonus episode, a little car chat time. We are going to call it episode number 192. Although it is a bonus episode, we're going to be talking about navigating the second half of life and how to get unstuck. Hello, that's the name of the podcast, hashtag get unstuck. I hope you're doing well today. Greetings, everyone who's here for the hashtag get unstuck podcast that you weren't expecting. The bonus episode. Today we're going to embark on a compelling exploration of a topic that often feels a bit, a bit scary, maybe elusive. The intricate journey of navigating the second half of life. It's a terrain, which, by the way, let's back up. Second half of life, I used to think that was 50 and beyond. But really, when I do my research and like statistically and all the good things, we're going to go with the number 35. So if you have reached the prime age of 35, which I loved my 30s, you guys, that was so much fun. But we're going to embrace wherever we are. So when I say the second half of life, I'm really talking about the age of 35 and beyond. Although some of you that are a little bit further on in the second half of life can probably relate to some of the things a little bit differently. We're going to perceive it however it hits us, right? So it's really a terrain filled with challenges that, frankly, I don't think are talked about enough. So I don't claim to be an expert here. This is my first time, you know, at this age, this day, but I have empathy deeply, because as a woman, we deserve to feel better and equipped with the tools for a purposeful and just fulfilling second half of life. So again, let's acknowledge when I say second half of life, at least specifically for this podcast, I'm talking to you from 35 and beyond. So we've weathered the storms of toddlerhood, if you have children, when we have toddlers, they're toddlers for 2 years, and we embrace the responsibilities of motherhood for the full, 18 years is where a lot of society puts on you're an adult at the age of 18 or whatever. So the full blown responsibilities, if you're a parent, of motherhood is, let's just say, socially accepted to be defined as 18 years. But here's the revelation. We remain moms of young adults, because they'll always be younger than us, a role that extends into eternity. So this phase is undeniably tough. And as a community of women, we need to unite, support, and guide each other through the uncharted waters. It's a very challenging journey, and I'm navigating it myself. In fact, I found solace in turning to my faith more than ever, seeking guidance and clarity. So today, let's dive into some candid conversations real quick about the aspects of life that many women tend to shy away from. It's essential for us to collectively figure this out together. If you're not just seeking insights, but also exploring opportunities to maybe earn an extra income for yourself. I don't know. I've got you covered, though. I have some ideas. I've, combined some partnerships with one of the most prominent fitness professional groups in the United States of America back in 2017. Some of you are still with me today, and I'm so grateful for you. But together, we're not only navigating the challenges of the second half of life, but also sharing the transformative impact of supplements within my DAHO 7, my daily habits of 7 that I train on and teach on and live by in the Tone and 10 online studio. These habits integrated into my routine not only keep me focused and driven, but they have proven to help millions of people on their wellness journey. So I just want you to maybe take a moment to do an assessment. Check out how you're feeling. Assess how you're feeling. Assess maybe your gut health. Assess maybe your nutrition. Assess maybe your fitness routine. Is it time to shake it up a little bit? Do we need to do a little something different? Do you need a coaching consultation? I'm here for you. Do whatever you need to do, but I'm saying don't just get caught up in the second half of life, in the pinball machine of life, and let it just throw you for a tailspin, right? Take control of your day. And by the way, let me share an inspiring story of a remarkable woman who discovered her worth. If you feel like you've lost purpose or you've lost passion because of the season of life that you're in, for whatever reason, be it maybe going through divorce, a breakup, a friendship loss, your kids are getting older, your parents are aging, like whatever your biggest heaviness is right now, I'm going to share with you that for me, it's my faith, his word. He is the reason that I have my passion and my purpose. So I'm not going to make this about God, although he is a huge part of my life. And I share with you because he has seen me through, pulled me through. And I do have a Bible coach. Her name is Amy. I'm willing to share her with you guys. She's amazing. When you feel like you've kind of like lost that vision, that path. But anyway, let's talk about, I want to talk about a remarkable woman who discovered her worth through her faith and fitness. And she kind of reinvented herself also at the age of 50. I'm going to call her Susan. And I consider her to be a beacon of resilience and strength at 50 after navigating through the demands of raising a family and fulfilling professional responsibilities. Susan found herself at a crossroads, feeling lost and disconnected. She turned to her faith and embraced fitness as a transformative tool. Fitness can also be for us. Obviously, I'm an advocate for this. This is what my profession is. This is what my purpose in life is to bring women into feeling confident and feeling good and being strong. And we're not going to be the old lady shuffling around in the grocery store. We're just not going to be her. So Susan found herself at a crossroads feeling lost and disconnected. She turned to her faith and embraced fitness as her tool as well. So through dedicated workouts, she trained with the Tone and Tin Babes. She did this on her own, kind of the DIY version. And through these dedicated workouts, they were laid out for her every single day. She had a checklist and she could get it done in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. She did her mindful practices in the morning, DAHO 7. She implemented the framework of the Daily Habits of 7, and she has a newfound spiritual connection. And Susan not only rediscovered her physical vitality, but also a profound sense of purpose and just inner peace. So in this narrative, Susan shows the power of faith and fitness and how you can actually reignite your life. This is very similar to my story. We're on a different timeline, of course, but her journey is a testament to the idea that it's never too late to reinvent oneself and discover a renewed sense of value or sense of purpose or your sense of worth. Don't ever feel alone. I'm here for you. I'm in this season. Susan is here, although she likes the DIY version. You guys, if you train with me in Tone and Tin, you get a PDF. You can check in with our accountability group. We've got amazing push coaches. Two of my coaches that have been with me since day one are Diane and Rebecca. They have been consistent since 2017. They have embraced this healthy lifestyle. They are loving life and just shining their brightest star. And they inspire me every single day of my life. However, if you are in tone and you don't want to check in, you don't want to do the accountability post, you don't want to do the sweaty selfie, which inspires other women, you're actually helping others by doing that, you can just text me. We can have our own coaching accountability on the side. That's what Susan does. But anyway, her journey is a testament to the idea that it's never too late to reinvent oneself and discover a renewed sense of worth as we navigate the complexities of the second half of life. Because we know that this is not, like, I don't know, I guess for some reason I thought once we hit the second half of life, things were just going to be kind of like smooth sailing. Like, okay, whew, made it through the battle, made it off the freaking, you know, out of the war. No. This is life. There's currently or constantly ups and downs and, you know, the highs and the lows and all the things. But now in this season, we get to embrace who we are. We get to choose who we want to be. We get to design the life that we want to live. We are not too old. We do not just sit back and sit on the couch and watch TV every single night and watch everybody age and do the things around us. And we don't have to drink every weekend and like to bury all the hurt or the emptiness or to fill a void or, again, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, if you're not feeling fulfilled with purpose and passion, get curious about that. Get curious around it. See if there's something you need to change. See if there's something you need to change up. Right? Susan serves as a beacon of hope, in my opinion, reminding us that faith and fitness can be a catalyst for positive change. I love her story. Again, it's very similar to mine, but it's not me. I'm not talking about me, I promise. This is someone else who had different struggles, right? Different season. We all have our own journey. But because of the Dahou 7 inside of the Tone and 10, this is her lifestyle now. So returning to our broader conversation, and again, this is Car Chat, so there's no commercials. We're just going to keep rolling with the punches here. The silent struggles many women face in this phase are so real, you guys. Some may even find themselves seeking escapes. Again, I mentioned this briefly, and again, no judgment. No judgment. But some may find themselves, just ask yourself, get curious. I don't know. This is so personal. But if you're seeking escape through maybe drugs, maybe alcohol, maybe whatever, fill in the blank, and weekend revelry, like driven by a sense of purpose and passion slipping away is what I'm trying to ask you to get curious about. Others lean into the hardships, right? Like striving to cope with the challenges that come up in this particular season. For me, at the age of 54, this journey isn't without difficulties. Like navigating the aging process of both myself and my parents adds an additional layer of complexity. However, here's the message. We can lean on each other for support. Let's create a community that uplifts rather than judges. I refuse to invest my energy in negativity. Instead, my focus remains on joy and value and extending my hand, my experience to help others as we collectively embrace new chapters. So I'm here not just to share my experiences, but to coach you, to help you find purpose, wellness, and the support that you deserve. I want you to join me on this transformative journey. So here's your call to action. Let's focus on what God has in store for us. And when I say God, you know my faith, you know my God, you fill in the blank. When I hear people talk about the universe, I fill in the universe with God. So you do the same, okay? This isn't like I'm not being closed-minded. I'm just speaking for you fill in the blank. Let's not dwell on what we've left behind. Let's recognize your worth, understand your value, and I want you to take a decisive step away from the monotonous hamster wheel that you might be stuck in. I encourage you to grab hold of your life and let's navigate the second half together, embracing the potential for growth, renewal, and complete fulfillment. It's totally possible, you guys. You have got this, my friend, and I will talk to you next time. Buckle up. We're taking off. I'll talk to you later. Bye.